From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Executive Director Wendy Thomason and Artistic Director of the Peoria Ballet, George Laico. They join us today to talk all things Nutcracker. Virtual Nutcracker, that is. The Peoria Ballet will be bringing the 2020 Nutcracker Ballet directly to their patrons via Vimeo this year. The performance will be available to rent for viewing in the comfort of your home, November 28th through December 13th. Wendy and George, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's so interesting. Usually we'd start out a conversation about the Nutcracker, talking about what's new with the Nutcracker this year, but this year really everything is new and a little bit different from years past. George, can you tell us how you've adapted and maybe what people can expect this year?
Yes. Well, this year, because of the pandemic, we will not be at the theater, but we are actually in the studio, in our ballet studio, which we have converted into a stage. Wonderful volunteers have out, led by John Goodell, to put the backdrop and figure out how to put the legs, put lighting. We put lots of lighting because you have to have very good lighting for a video. And it looks fantastic. And there's fog machines. We still have the same production of like remote control mouse, wonderful costumes. But this year's Nutcracker is a Nutcracker suite. We did not do the complete one because people are a little bit tired of watching things on TV, on the screen. So we made it a little bit more exciting, action packed in 45 minutes.
Now the students have obviously had to navigate some new challenges as well. They
Yes.
are performing with masks. They're rehearsing with masks. Wendy, can you tell us a little bit about how they have made it through these last several months and maybe some unique approaches that George has taken to motivating them?
It's been so rewarding to watch our students and how well they've adapted and persevered. Our philosophy as leaders was to focus on what we can do, not what we can't do. And I think that mentality transferred to our volunteers, to our students, to our parents. And it's been such a time of us coming together in a different way. We always feel like we're a family, but it's really just strengthened those bonds in a way that I don't think any of us predicted. But they have had to adapt. They've been great about it. I think the students, the dancers are so happy to be in the studio together that wearing a mask isn't a big deal to them. And they'd rather wear the mask and keep themselves safe, keep their, you know, fellow dancers safe and our staff and our faculty safe than not be here.
You know, this is really an example of art helping to normalize something in our culture. So there's something I think about seeing, you know, ballerinas wearing masks and performing and doing their job that maybe encourages and inspires the rest of us to keep it up.
I think so. I think it sends a message that we can do it. We can do this. You can still do the things, many of the things you want to do before. You just have to imagine it in a different way. And I think these social interactions are so important now, especially that some, you know, we're more isolated than we have been ever in the past. And I think to look on the upside, I mean, we try to address mobility issues so people with like physical limitations can come to the Civic Center and watch our shows when we perform at Five Points coming there, but this truly opens it up to anybody. So I think that's something that we're hopeful too, that we might be able to reach people that even with the accommodations at a theater, that still limits some people. And so I think we're excited to see who all we can reach through this and who we can touch and hopefully put a smile on their face. I mean, when you hear that Nutcracker music, it does just make you smile. I was so thrilled to hear it booming through the hallways when we started rehearsing in September, because it just kind of felt like a void not having that. And I know it lifted my spirits. And I think this performance is going to do that for everybody. It's going to come into their home. It's going to make them happy. And it's going to revive them and give them kind of some hope and something to be happy about, I think.
I imagine most of these students have been attending school remotely for the majority of the last several months. And so perhaps their involvement with the Peoria Ballet is really the only space where they can address their physical wellness and their social wellness during this time. How have you seen that play out between the students?
Yes, well, the students have improved even though in this pandemic times. You see how resilient kids are. Well, also that artist mentality that, well, particularly for ballet, you gotta really work hard at it. It's hard, but it gives you such a accomplishment, and it makes you, especially when you hear that classical music, it makes you happy. It gives you wonderful thoughts. And that's why I believe that all children should join and take ballet, not to become ballet dancers, but to really have that beauty in their lives, that creativeness and that inspiration in their lives. So this one, it wasn't really so hard to push them. They came and they worked hard, and especially when you see the casting is up, they're, oh, I'm an angel, or I'm in the Russian dance, I'm in Chinese dance, they're all excited. And they're all screaming in the hallways when they look at the casting boards, you know? So it's really nice that to have them back here and have a sense of normalcy. But although we have been really strictly following the protocol of limiting the number of dancers inside the studio, we're keeping the studio well ventilated. So it's really safe for everybody. We actually had to film the finale and the opening scene immediately when we heard the governor was giving a restriction of 25 people only per group, per gathering. So that weekend we taped it right away and then taped the rest of the dances individually in little groups. But the big groups, we got them right away. That's before now. It's getting crazier, the pandemic, but I think it will be better after this year.
And Wendy, can you remind our listeners again how they can purchase tickets and enjoy the show?
Sure. So they can go to our website, peoriaballet.com, and there are several links you click on. It takes you right to Vimeo's page. You can also, if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, there's links on both of those. And so it's pretty easy. So just you click on the link and you can watch it for a week after you purchase the link.
That was Wendy Thomason and George Lyko talking about the Peoria Ballet's production of The Nutcracker. Performances will be available to rent and view on November 28th through December 13th on Vimeo. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, you can visit artspartners.net. Wendy and George, thank you so much for your time today.
A pleasure.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.